Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It is another show with Elizabeth Ambach. Today, we're going to have our segment with Cliff Harwin regarding highly sensitive people. I welcome you all today to another great show with him. He's been doing a lot with the highly sensitive people information that he's been educating everyone on and working with groups and different things like that, been making some changes. We want to make you aware of all those changes. Let me introduce him so we can get him talking with us and we can go over some of the things that Cliff has been doing get started with our show today. Hi, Cliff. How are you?
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. It's hot all over the world, I think. I don't know. It's really warm. So we're here today, and we're going to go over some of the topics that we mentioned about friendships and different things like that. I was looking at your newsletter, and there's lots of things that's going on. You have a retreat you're doing in September. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it's not a retreat that I'm doing. A colleague of mine, Jacqueline Strickland, is having an HSP retreat in California. It's going to be September 2nd to September 6th, and she's already taking, she's already has information on her website, and there's a, if you go to my website, www.thehighlysensitiveperson.com, you can get information about it. Also, I have a newsletter also where I have information regarding HSP activities all over the world. You can go to my website for that also.
And right, I see that.
Newsletter that I have a free ebook called Real World Advice Specifically for Highly Sensitive People. If you sign up, you opt in for the newsletter, you get that, plus you get a monthly newsletter of different activities and events that are of interest for highly sensitive people.
Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of different things, information that your website gives about that. Once again, you have a lot of listeners on the show. We get a lot of downloads and a lot of listeners. So that should be encouraging. It should be encouraging for the people that enjoy it. It should be encouraging for the people who download and listen to these shows. And we hope we're helping you to understand more about it and how to do better in your life by the things that we're talking about.
Okay. Also, Liz, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to get this information out there because it's not a lot that's known about it. So this is really a public service that you provide to help me get this information out. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. There's a need. I mean, if there's a need, there's a need. And there's definitely a lot of people that are struggling with this. And, it's one of those quagmires, and so it's just wonderful that I can do it. I'm very happy to do it, and I enjoy doing it, so that's a good thing. With that, I wanted to mention something from your newsletter.
Yes.
I know we're gonna talk about friendships and different things that are going on with, that and how you can develop good friendships or find the right. I think the key is to find the right people. When you're a highly sensitive person, it's difficult to work with all different types of personality types.
It is. And to find friendships, I talk to a lot of different people, and highly sensitive people and not, the biggest complaint seems to be, how can I find normal people to share my interests and develop friendships with? And that seems to be a real tough problem. And a lot of it is due to, sometimes because we lead busy lives, we don't take the time to seek friendships that are satisfying to us. And also sometimes we have to go above our comfort zone to meet new people. And that's true whether you're highly sensitive or not.
But right.
That's the biggest complaint. That's the biggest issue is to find, find friends. And also, as I said, because of people having hectic schedules, also the internet is a good and bad thing for social relationships because if you're on the internet, There's so many groups that you can remain anonymous and you don't get yourself out there. So it makes it pretty easy to not take the leap to venture forth to find new friendships and relationships.
Well, I don't know if there's any, you know, any listeners out there. If they want to call in, that's fine, and join in with this, suggestion that I have, and give me some feedback on it. But I think that I don't view the highly sensitive person as a person that needs to change anything. I think what they need to do is understand. And maybe somebody would like to debate that with me. I think they need to just understand, because I don't think changing is the answer. Nobody can really change who they really are, but they can adapt in different formats to make it easier. And that's the beautiful thing about our world, is that we can do that. We do have such a wide variety to choose from that we can always find ways to adapt ourselves, you know, that what makes us happy. I mean, if you're happy, you know, doing groups on internets and on the internet and you know, talking via email and you know, I don't think that most people are a hermit where they don't ever venture out. But, you know, if that's what's comfortable, then I think that that's okay.
Okay. I agree with you, Liz, that if you're highly sensitive, or regardless of the type of personality that you have, you shouldn't have to change yourself. You should utilize the natural traits that you have and to work with it rather than against it. That's
right.
Why it's very important that you really understand yourself and to work with what you have. Now, sometimes you have to venture forward, you know, with friendships, for example. You know, this is a really hot topic because people seem to want friendships, but either they don't know how to, or they're just apprehensive about, as I said, venture forward to find new friendships. And that's really, it really depends on how motivated you are, okay? And, you know,
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, to clarify what I meant, you know, a little bit deeper, is that obviously there's some change that occurs when you're in a relationship. I mean, I didn't mean to sound like nobody has to change at all.
No, obviously, there are
accommodations you make for a partner or a friendship that just kind of comes naturally.
Well,
that's
what a friendship should be. It's something
sure.
That should be natural. It should
right.
be, you shouldn't have to work at a friendship.
Right.
And it seems that people, you know, people that I come in contact with, the biggest complaint is, I have a friend that, you know, they say to me, I have a friend that drives me crazy, okay? You know, that's normal when you're dealing with people, but when it becomes a chronic thing where the friend is destructive
mm-hmm.
to your emotional, physical well-being, that's a problem. That's not a friend.
It's not a friendship.
It's not a friend. It's not a friendship. And when you think of a friendship, it should really be something where you have a good rapport with somebody. It should be harmonious. It should be understanding. A real friend is somebody who knows your good side and bad side, and who likes you anyway. Okay, who will accept
exactly.
you as you are, where you don't have to change. Okay?
And even more so for the highly sensitive person, because they have a tendency to internalize a lot of these things. And you know, I think that that's what makes it more difficult for them, because they react differently to it. And why is the mystery? You know, why some people are, what is that highly sensitive part of the nature that, or high sensitivity, you know, that we're discussing, that really causes us to group this on its own and really have to dissect it and figure out positives, you know, for it. And
well,
I think that's the question.
Right. There are positives. And the thing is, we sometimes lose the fact that we can really pick our friends. Okay. I'm reminded.
Okay. That's a good point right there.
I'm reminded
that's a good
by my
point.
Mother. Okay. If I have a different disagreement with a family member, and I talk to my mother about it, she always tells me, "You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family." Okay? You could pick your, and it's true. You can pick your friends, And sometimes we might stay in friendships that are maybe they're not good for us. And it's hard. Sometimes it might be hard for us to break away from something like that because being sensitive, we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And sometimes when we have that feeling, sometimes we lose a sense of ourselves and the fact that what's really what is helpful to us.
Yeah, that's a very, very important point, especially with the topic that we're discussing. That is it in a nutshell. So any listeners might be listening to this saying, okay, now you've kind of hit a nerve, and so what do I do about that? And so what do we want to suggest to that person who might be sitting there going, yes, that's it, right there. Now what do I do? What do we want to suggest?
Okay, well, you really have to decide what kind of friendship do you want. Okay, we can have friends for different things. We can have friends for companionship. We can have friends to share a hobby. We can have a friend that will develop into a romantic relationship. We might have a friend that will be there for us to who can be a positive support system. And, you know, sometimes the deepest friendships that we have are sometimes friends that we don't talk to a lot. You know, sometimes we talk to people on a, you know, just a gradual basis. And these might be some of our deepest relationships. People that you see every day, you might not have that deep connection with another person. It might be, you know, to maybe share an interest, okay, share a hobby, sport, whatever. Okay, so you really have to decide what you want, okay? And that's the first thing you need to do. Another thing is you have to have a strategy on how you can find friendships, okay? And that really, from a highly sensitive person standpoint, you really want to try to be in an environment that's comfortable, where you can be yourself, okay? That's the... Ideally, you want to find something like that. So something like that, you might want to explore your interests, okay? Because a person who's going to be a friend, regardless of what type of friend they are, you have things in common, okay? So you really have to explore your interests.
You want to pick someone that's going to be compassionate about your sensitivities because as highly sensitive people, we know that 90% of what the frustration is that you'll hear comments like, you're just too sensitive or, you're taking it too serious. And I don't know that they're wrong. I just know that it is difficult for a highly sensitive person to not do those things.
I think it's important that highly sensitive people correspond and meet with each other, okay, because this way there's a commonality there. And It kind of validates that we're okay. Okay, I have experience with having a meetup group for 2.5 years called the Highly Sensitive Person Friendship Circle. And that's something where we had in-person meetings and also we discussed subjects over the phone. And it was a way for highly sensitive people, I'm on the high side of being it, a way to vent their feelings and to realize that they're not alone and they could work with what they have and also develop friendships with other like-minded people, okay? If people go to my website, I have a resource section, okay, on my website, www.highlysensitiveperson.com. You go to the resource section, and it has different has a Yahoo groups and also, as I said, I mentioned Jacqueline Strickland, who's having the HSP retreat, where Elaine Aaron's going to be there, as well as Ted Zeff, who just wrote a book called it's about highly sensitive men. In fact, I'm in the book. Okay, I was one of the people that
awesome.
I was one of the people that he interviewed. That was highly
great.
Sensitive. Okay, so as I said, that's something that I'm in the book, but also there's different practitioners where you could meet other people. And as I said, I'm trying to develop ways where other highly sensitive people can get together because this is extremely important. Okay.
So the book is already done or they're still working on it?
Actually, the book is done.
Oh, it's done.
The book is done. In fact,
You're going to want to give me the name of that. I'm going to post it so we can, what did you say the name was?
Highly sensitive. You're putting me on the spot because I just can't remember offhand. If you go to my website again.
Oh, it's on your website. It's on your website. Okay.
I have an archive of my newsletters. Okay. The June newsletter, I wrote something, Sensitive Boy, okay, by Ted Zeff. And that's something that just came out, I think, last month.
Wonderful.
And that's a good resource for parents of highly sensitive boys.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to look into that, and definitely, you know, your website, and I'm going to reiterate this, is just a wealth of information about this topic, and your newsletters are extremely enlightening each and every time, so people that are listening can also always rely on that after the show to you know, stick with it and get as much information after the show as possible. So, and it's always listed on my blog on the home site, so it's always there for them to know where to go to find it.
I'm also interested in answering any questions that people have about high sensitivity. If they can, they can email me at cliff@thehighlysensitiveperson.com. They can email me a question. I'd be glad to answer it, or maybe provide a resource that they would need. So I'm always open to doing that.
Yeah, I mean that's crucial. I see on your newsletter you wrote what pests do you have in your life, and you know that's a whole other subject. But it was interesting to read, and you know I think it kind of, you know, when you're looking at the topic we're talking about with friendships. You're looking at staying positive, and you're looking at, you know, but it is easy to get into that mindset of feeling, when you feel overwhelmed, you have a tendency to go to that place where you're just thinking something's annoying or something is a nuisance or, you know, whatever. I mean, annoying and nuisance is different than destructive and injurious. And so those two, when something can be a little annoying, but when it becomes destructive, then it becomes something totally different. But with highly sensitive people, you know, again, there's just that element of being in touch with everything around you so deeply. And I can't look at this as anything other than highly sensitive people being very psychic, I think, in a lot of ways.
Okay, I think, well, we are very intuitive. And it's something that it's very important that we use that intuition, okay? I think the biggest challenge for me personally is to, you know, I have that intuitive feeling, but my biggest challenge has been to trust those feelings.
Exactly.
Okay? And that's something that's very important, that we need to trust the feelings that we have, especially in meeting people, okay? Because you might meet somebody for the first time, and you might not have a good feeling about them, okay? Now, you really should give people a chance. You know, sometimes first impressions are not correct, and sometimes you might have to give the person a chance. But if the bad feeling persists, then you know that you got to move on, okay?
And what do we use as an example of persisting? I mean,
let's say you develop a friendship with someone, and this person seemed nice, but then the more you got to know them, the more you got to go out with them, something was not right. Something was not right. That it was a nagging feeling that something isn't right. When something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right.
You know, some people are sitting there going, yeah, well, you know, I've been through that, and I just move on. I don't even think about it. So then it puts the question in the mind of, why does a highly sensitive person continue down that road?
Well, if they continue down that road where a person isn't good for them, it's going to be a major source of unhappiness.
No, I'm saying, why would a person who's highly sensitive want to continue? And I think that leads into what a trait of a highly sensitive person has that becomes destructive or injurious.
Okay, well, sometimes we might want to, it's not like in a relationship, for example, you know, a romantic relationship, we might get involved with a relationship that isn't good, but highly sensitive people are natural helpers.
Right.
And they might want to help that person change themselves.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Okay, and, you know, sometimes, I mean, that's a fine line where a person is the way they are, and, you know, sometimes we can't change that. If it becomes a period of time when it's just destructive to you, then you know that the relationship isn't right.
Yeah, they just can't let go. They just...
That's a very important point. Sometimes it's hard to let go and to move on because we feel that we can help people. We want to help people. People come to us for advice. We're very good information givers. Okay, so we probably give better information to other people than we do to ourselves. Okay, I know that's true for me.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think that's very important, Liz, is we should really use the advantages of being a highly sensitive person to our advantage, okay, in having people attracted to us. Okay, we normally can see things from another person's point of view, okay, so we can be empathetic. We can understand how they are, so people are going to feel comfortable around us. Okay, as I said before, we're going to be good information givers. Normally, we're good listeners. Okay, we normally have a sense of being tactful in social situations. We're not going to go above our. We're not going to invade somebody's space because we could understand that we don't like other people invading our space. So we're not going to stay too long. If in a social situation, if it's a party, we're not going to stay too long, and you know we're not going to overstay our welcome. Okay, so we're really good people we're really likable people, and we should use that to attract other people to us, to attract other likable people to ourselves.
Well, I think the key with some types of highly sensitive people are having unsuccessful relationships and friendships and maybe even in marriages, is because we don't know when to let go, and we don't know when I think it sometimes it becomes personal to us that, you know, we've failed at something.
Okay.
And rather than saying, I failed, you know, to see this through, we might want to look at it and say, you know, it's not that I failed. This other person failed, and it's okay to let go because I've given it everything I could.
Okay, that's something you brought, that's a very important point, and that's something we really need to address because sometimes it's hard for us to be objective about a situation, so sometimes we need help from others, whether it be counseling, whether it be another good friend where we can vent our feelings, and as I said, to get another person's point of view can maybe clarify the situation better than if we handle it ourselves. And that's another thing that we really need to be mindful of. We highly sensitive people tend to be, we want to be self-sufficient. We feel we can handle everything ourselves. And that's not always the case. You know, sometimes we have to seek help in order to see things more clearly. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's the sign of an intelligent person to seek the help that they need when they don't know. It's okay not to know. And based on the last show that we had with perfectionism, we feel that we have to know all the answers all the time.
And we
have to see, that's something we really have to step back and say, you know what, I feel this way. Let me talk to somebody, you know, a trusted person where I can talk about this and then maybe get a realistic picture about it. Maybe, you know, you need some kind of justification, or not justification, but just to get your feelings out, vent them, and see from another person's point of view, and to see if your initial reaction to this is something that is valid, or it needs to be looked into further.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the decisions that they have to make and learn to make if they're going to be healthy. I mean, we're not trying to be their psychologist or anything like that, or, you know, psychoanalysis, but, you know, these are just topics that we're discussing to try and steer people in the right directions that we know we've experienced, or other people from groups that you've been with have experienced, and sharing them.
Right.
So I think that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you want to, as I said, if you want to develop friendships, if you want to, if you feel that you're in a rut, okay, sometimes if you feel you're in a rut and we have a tendency to do the same things that don't work, okay, that's why it's important that we open ourselves up to different things, okay? You could meet an acquaintance, a friend, anywhere. We really have to be open to the fact that we can meet other people that are like ourselves, that share the same interests in any situation, any life situation that we come up with. We just have to be aware of, we have to be in the mindset that, you know, okay, if somebody seems interesting, let's say in a supermarket, or let's say at a sporting event, okay, sometimes you might strike a rapport with someone, okay? That might be the perfect opportunity to strike up a conversation, okay? You might want to pay someone a sincere compliment, okay? And that might start something. You never know. You never know. And as I said, you know, people have a tendency to try to do the same things. You know, single people that I talk to, they seem to go to the same types of events, okay? And if it's, you know, if you go a couple of times and it's not working, you have to try other things, okay? I think it's very important that we might discuss some places where you can meet, where you can make friends. Can we do that a little? Can we do that?
Well, I think that that's why this is so popular, because it's already there. It's already, you know, a group of people that, you know, they're highly sensitive people, feel that they haven't been able to adapt to the outside world, you know, just by mingling. And so when they came across your group meetings, it was really refreshing for them to be able to just know, okay, this is here and I can do this. But there's still plenty of ways for them to connect online and different things like that.
But I want to talk about Meetup again, because I think that it's www.meetup.com. It's an online service that gets people together by common interests. And they have meetups in every state, in every country in the world. And if you have an interest in hiking, for example, I'm sure that there's a hiking group in your area. What you do, you type up, you know, the meetup, you know, meetup.com, you put in your zip code, you put in hiking, and you might be amazed to find out how many different types of groups that would serve an interest. Okay, now,
you know, but it's not the same as your groups.
Well, you know, it's something that. I want to do more of that. Unfortunately, you know, I've had the group for 2.5 years. I have had some health issues, and the problem has been that the meetup wants to have in-person meetings, and I'm just not able to do that right now. But it did serve a very helpful purpose in the fact that what I did, in my meetup description, I wanted to provide a safe, supportive, and non-judgmental atmosphere, okay? From a highly sensitive person on the high side, those words I hit buzzwords, okay, because you want to be in a safe place where you're not going to be judged. Whether you're highly sensitive or not, these are the kind of things that you want.
Exactly. Definitely.
What I tried to do was to have topics of interest and, you know, have discussion groups. Okay, we did those over teleconferences. And also we had in-person meetings, and I'm located in central New Jersey. We had some, I just keep abreast of different things that are in the area, New York and Connecticut and Pennsylvania. They have, I have an interest in going to holistic expos, and being where I'm located, I mean, they're all over the place. So we've had some meetups in those venues where we've met. And people are, you know, some people are apprehensive to go to some of these things, but I was very gratified that people would tell me that they were very apprehensive about coming, but when they did come, they were happy that they did. And it just opened up. Okay, they've made friends, they've gone out to dinner, they've gone on vacations, and they've met friends.
And they don't know what to expect, and that's what a highly sensitive person hates the most.
Well, that's it. You know, sometimes you just have to try it, but, you know, you have to use your instincts too. Also, another thing that's very important is I think we really need to talk about is sometimes we talked about perfectionism last month, but sometimes we expect too much from people.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes people cannot be everything that we want them to be. Okay? We have to be realistic on how a person is and their ability to do certain things. And we have to accept it. Okay? We can't say, well, you know, so-and-so is, you know, they're always late. Okay? You might like them as a friend to do certain things, but you have to accept the fact that they're going to be late and you work with it.
Right.
Okay? Or, you know, you just, as I said, you have certain friends for certain kinds of things, and you have to work with who they are, what they are, and what you can expect. When you're trying to expect something and they're not capable of giving it, that's when you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Very much so. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's important that we narrow it down and just say this, you know, as a highly sensitive person, it's good to keep in touch with your website, because that's one source that's out there right now that's really helping people to understand this and cope with it. The second thing is with each topic that we discuss, you know, let it be a building block for you to utilize those points and help you to do your further research, you know, each and each listener, to find out what works for you, but to take some of this information and utilize it as a guideline, so that when you're involving yourself, now maybe you can be conscious of what we're saying and utilize that conscious thought to make a better decision. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than getting involved in different things and not knowing why it's going wrong or why it's not working out. And I think that that's important for people that are listening to this, that are interested in this, and there are a lot. You know, this is obviously very frustrating for a lot of people, and they're interested in finding solutions.
Right.
But with friendship,
That's something that I'm working towards, because I had, the in-person meetings that I've had and, you know, seminars that I've done in person, I've taken surveys on different topics of interest that people are interested in. And what I'm in the process of doing now, I'm really focusing on my writing now, and what I want to do is to have special reports on different topics of interest, and I'm always interested. If people can email me at cliff@thehighlysensitiveperson.com. If there's a topic of interest that you'd be interested in, I'd like to, you know, provide a report and also maybe a discussion group and then maybe a teleseminar on that. So these are the kind of things that I'm working on. Self-esteem is a big topic. You mentioned about about my last newsletter about pets. Okay, it seems that, you know, people that bother you in your life, from a personal standpoint, people bother me less when I feel good about myself, when I have the self-esteem to feel good about myself. These little things don't bother me as much.
Right.
Okay, so self-esteem is a big issue, not only for highly sensitive people, but for everyone. It's very easy to, I guess, have a blow to our self-esteem just through everyday living, how it can be very hectic and frustrating and dealing with different situations. And these kinds of things don't have us feel very good about ourselves. Work situations, you know, that's another topic we really have to get into, you know, regarding work environments for highly sensitive people, where they can, how they can thrive in that. But we do have more of a choice in the way we deal with things and the way we seek different things. We have to know what we want. When we know what we want, then we can seek these things out. And as I said, with friendships, you can meet people anywhere. If you like to go to a certain restaurant, just a couple of examples, if you want to go to a certain restaurant, and you might want to ask the, you know, they might want to find out if they have, you know, let's say friendship groups or whatever. And maybe they might want to start something like that. Let's say you have an interest in, I don't know, some kind of sports team or whatever, you might want to have a dinner based on that. Okay? Sometimes, you know, places that you frequent, you might want to see if they have these kinds of things. And then either mention it to the manager, or maybe you might want to set up something yourself. Okay?
Well, is there something on your website where other listeners can get in touch with other types of highly sensitive people and start their own get-togethers where they would be able to say, hey, you know, I've listened to Cliff's shows and I like the different topics. You know, maybe we can get together and, you know, discuss different things and, you know, just kind of.
Yeah, good. I have something on my website. Peter Messerschmidt, he's from Washington State, and he has Yahoo groups. In fact, that's one of the on the resource sections. You know, he has certain things set up for that. Also, I want to mention Jacqueline Strickland again. You know, she's had 20. In fact, she's celebrating her 20th anniversary regarding HSP retreats. She's had them all over the world, and mm-hmm. it's a good way to meet other highly sensitive people. Also, another place that you can meet highly sensitive people, Elaine Aron, when I first found out about being a highly sensitive person, I found out that Elaine Aron, who really started the research on highly sensitive people, she had a course on highly sensitive people at Kripalu, located in Lenox, Massachusetts. And that's a very interesting place. It's like a retreat, and they have, you might want to get their catalog. I think it's Kripalu, K-R-I-P-U-L-A-U-L. I'm not sure exactly what it is. If people want to email me, I can get that address. But they have a catalog, and they have courses throughout the year. So that's something, you know, people might be interested
courses
in.
Courses that discuss what? What are the courses?
I mean, they had spirituality, yoga, topics of interest, you know, some stuff on relaxation, aromatherapy. And these are well-known names. Deepak Chopra has been there, and just a lot of people that you would know have been there.
Uh-huh.
As I said, they have it throughout the year. Also, another resource to meet highly sensitive people, I think it's overlooked. They have adult night classes at your college or high school on different topics of interest. Also, something else called the Learning Annex. They have it in big cities all over the country. I can get you the information on that. But they have topics that you can go to meet the people. But also, they have audio and video of different seminars on any kind of subject that you can think of. I would suggest going to the in-person meetup, in-person seminars, because if you're interested in a certain topic, whether it be, you know, a college course or, you know, whatever, you're going to meet people that have an interest in the topic that you're interested in. So this is a perfect spot to meet someone in a non-threatening situation, and maybe you can develop friendships through that.
Well, you know, to simple.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say that these are the kind of things, it just boils around your interest. And you can Google different things on different interests. It's just amazing. You were in the information.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
you know,
Google.
You can just Google anything, but it's a question of taking the initiative to get yourself out there.
Well, you know, to sum it up, you know, in the topic at hand with friendships and highly sensitive people, I think the important thing for people listening to understand is that, you need to understand yourself and be comfortable with that. If people see that you're comfortable with the way you feel, you don't have to be tense. Then they will be comfortable, and they'll accept you a lot easier if they see that you're not, concerned. Because 90%, I think, for a highly sensitive person is they give off this nervous tension. And this nervous tension is what kind of scares people, I think.
Well, I think it boils down to if you're feeling good about yourself and confident about yourself.
Exactly.
You're gonna
the challenge for a highly sensitive person is
right.
It's very difficult for them to do that.
That's why I wanted to mention different avenues that they can practice. Because that's what it comes down to. It's a matter of practice, repetition, and one thing leads to another. And you never know what's going to lead to what you want. But you have to you have to want to do it. And that's hopefully what I hope this call will encourage other people to do that. And as I said, they can check my website and also they can ask me questions or whatever. I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, we always post all your information on the blog so that it's there and people can always go back to that homepage and refer to it. When they want to recall, anything. And what's nice about these shows is you can download them, so they're always right there when you need them. That's a great feature.
Okay. Also, it is a very good feature, and I want to encourage, because I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I have the download link on there. But also, I really hope to encourage other people to tell other people about our shows.
Right.
We need to get the word out there, and it's very important. Not only to get the word out, but it'll help you, and it'll help other people too.
Well, they need to go to your website and join your newsletter because they're missing out. If they haven't done so already, they're missing out tremendously on all the information that your newsletters give every month, and they really are very enlightening and very unique. Each and every one of the newsletters is very unique, and just host. And I just got to make a comment about that picture on the what pets do you have in your life? And I see this picture, and it is funny. I that's a funny picture. Where did you find that?
It's really funny. Okay, I'm not a graphic designer. I have to say the person that helps me, her name is Amy McNeil, and she and I. It's just ironic that it's just amazing that we've been working 2 years together, and we are good friends. She's located in Springfield, Massachusetts, and I'm located in Kendall Park, New Jersey. And I write the information. She puts it in because I wanted it to be in a visual form, and she and I really click in the fact that she's a highly sensitive person too, and she really captures the picture with the words and the information. And as I said, she's very helpful for me to get the newsletter together. And we really work very well together on that. So I want it to be an easy read. I want it to be something that people can take something from. And as I said, it's something that we really enjoy doing. We want to do more of it. And if I can mention my website again, I'd really appreciate it, Liz.
Yeah, go ahead. We got to close the show now. But you know what I'll do? I'll put it on the blog.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Another great show, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. And we'll be back again next month.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Yeah, be well. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
So you're stuffing a raw chicken full of lemon and tarragon, and you're sweating because A, you can fit a lot of lemon and tarragon inside a chicken, and B, your date is arriving soon and you still haven't opened wine or put on music or set the mood, but you do have an Amazon Echo, so you say,
Alexa, turn on date night.
Okay.
And just like that, romantic music begins to play, the lights are dimmed, and all you have to do is pour the wine right after you wash your hands thoroughly.
Alexa, you're amazing.
My pleasure.